Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
MTN has entered into a strategic partnership with UK video software maker Cinemedia to develop a new streaming platform tailored for mobile and fibre subscribers across Africa. MTN, which has 291 million customers across 16 markets in Africa, is hoping to capitalise on the rapid uptake of smartphones and improving telecommunications infrastructure on the continent, which have driven demand for video streaming services. The proposed service will leverage Cinemedia's cloud-based technologies to deliver both linear television and video-on-demand content. The American consumer won't just be paying more for goods at the checkout thanks to Donald Trump's trade war. They'll be missing out on a number of sought-after items, from cars to gadgets and whiskey. Jaguar Land Rover has joined Nissan and Mercedes-Benz in saying they'll stop or limit exports to the US, and Nintendo will rethink its rollout of the long-awaited Switch 2 gaming console to the States. Suntory Holdings will also be reconsidering exports of its premium whiskey brands, saying they'll be outpriced with the new Trump tariffs. A little relief on the JSE after 2 days of bitter sell-off, with some recovery in resources and financials. The All Share ending the session up 0.75% to 82,162, and the Top 40 up 0.8% to 75,482. Wall Street showing signs of recovery but slid in late trading, with the Dow down 2.75%, the S&P 500 down 2%, and the Nasdaq was down 1.75%. London's FTSE down 2.5%. Asian markets also showing signs of recovery, with Tokyo up 6%, Hong Kong up 2%, and Sydney up 1.5%. The Rand remains under pressure this morning at 19.46 to the dollar. It's 24.92 to pound sterling and 21.38 to the euro, a little firmer at 109.68 to the dollar. Gold at $3,000, platinum at $917, Bitcoin at $79,847, and a barrel of Brent crude, $65.09.
Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.